All right, coming up in 15 minutes, it's our final visit of the football season with the Hall of Famer Troy Aikman. Stay tuned for that. Recap Super Bowl 55 with Troy. Gordo did a segment in the O-Deck this morning back in the 6 o'clock hour on the term GOAT. And Gordo, you had heard Tom Brady being referred to as the GOAT, and you weren't so sure. You were talking about other athletes, Serena Williams, Pele, others that could be considered the greatest athlete of all time or the GOAT.
Michael Phelps, Eddie Merckx.
Yes, a lot of candidates. And it's really hard to boil it down to one athlete that is considered the greatest athlete over all of the others because the sports are so different. You have team sports versus individual sports. But I, too, have been noticing the term GOAT a lot.
We're getting GOAT creep.
We're getting way too much GOAT creep. And it's always been strange to me how we casually overuse the term GOAT. And I think it's the most overused term in sports today. And it's weird because GOAT used to be something that you didn't want to be called. Bill Buckner was the GOAT of the 1986 World Series because the ball went between his legs.
Wow.
So now it's something that everybody wants to be called and damn near everybody is called.
Right.
GOAT has gone from a terrible term that followed Buckner and Jackie Smith, who was the GOAT of that Super Bowl, Scott Norwood, who was the GOAT of a Super Bowl. That term has followed them around their entire lives. And now it's an incredibly overused term of endearment. Sometimes it's used correctly. If you're just talking about the NFL and you say Tom Brady is the GOAT, you are correct. He is the greatest football player of all time. Now, you could have debate. Maybe it's Jerry Rice or Jim Brown or Joe Montana. But I think it's pretty easy to win the Tom Brady is the NFL GOAT argument.
Sure.
Hockey, really easy to win the Wayne Gretzky is the GOAT argument. Basketball, it's gotten difficult because of LeBron. But that's a two-horse race. It's either Jordan or LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a good argument for Kareem. But Brady and Gretzky are more clear-cut than what we have in basketball and certainly what we have in baseball. I think most people would say Babe Ruth would be the GOAT, but you can make really strong cases for Willie Mays, Henry Aaron, Ty Cobb, Ted Williams. Baseball, to me, is the hardest one to actually name because there's not a Brady that stands clearly above them all or a Gretzky. So I think Brady and Gretzky in our Big Four team sports are the pretty clear GOATs. The other ones, you know, Jordan's being pushed too much right now by LeBron to make him stand above the others like Brady and Gretzky do.
Yeah.
But this is where I have a problem with it. When Dirk retired, there were billboards all over town proclaiming that he was the GOAT. Dirk is not the GOAT.
Greatest all-time Maverick.
Dirk is the G-Moat. The greatest Maverick of all time.
Yeah, it doesn't have a ring to it, though.
But he is not greater than Jordan. He is not the GOAT of his sport. He's the G-Moat. Pudge Rodriguez is not the GOAT.
Duke.
He is the G-Rote.
The Groat.
The greatest Ranger of all time, the Groat. Or maybe the G-Coat, the greatest catcher of all time. You could say both of those things about Pudge and not be wrong. But he's not the GOAT. And it's getting ridiculous. Luka had 42 the other night, and I see people on Twitter proclaiming that he's the GOAT. Dak throws for 450 yards. He's the GOAT. Joe Pavelski has a goal and assist. He's a GOAT. Willie Calhoun hits a sack fly in the sixth inning. He's the GOAT. Everybody is using this term now without thinking about it. Someone just has to have a good game, and they're called the GOAT. And so many people who are just maybe their franchise's best or their position's best or something like that are referred to as the GOAT, and it's the greatest of all time. That implies you're talking about one person that stands above everybody else in that sport. Or, like Gordo, you were talking about earlier, in all sports, the one guy that you consider the greatest. I don't know that we could ever boil that down to one person, one man, one woman. Muhammad Ali called himself the greatest, and he may very well have been if you take all things into consideration, what he meant in pop culture, what he meant to the civil rights movement, what he meant to the sport. He probably was the greatest of all time. But it's really hard to even pin that on Ali, because then you're ignoring Brady and Jordan and Ruth and Thorpe and Bolt and Phelps and Serena. It's just so hard to really say one person is the GOAT.
Seems like it's replaced the word best. Like, you may not think it's the best thing ever, but just like we're calling memes GOATs now. Oh, that's the best. That guy's the best.
I almost think it's just simply replaced the word great.
Yeah, I think it's just
great. Yeah.
Means that you're really, really good.
Yeah. And I don't think people are really thinking about the term. So I went back, and the first guy that I can find that was called the GOAT is a playground basketball legend from New York, Eric Manigault. M-A-N-I-G-A-U-L-T. He had the nickname GOAT, and there are several explanations for the origin of how he got that nickname. There was an article in the New York Times that said he got the nickname because a junior high school teacher kept mispronouncing his name. Instead of calling him Manigault, she called him Manigault, and the kids thought that was funny.
I think it's funny.
Others say that he got the nickname GOAT because of his quiet demeanor. Is the animal quiet, or do they make that weird noise?
No, they're screaming goats.
Yeah. Another says that he got the nickname because of confusion over his last name. Some of his friends said that he referred to himself as Earl Nanny Goat instead of Manigault, his last name, because everybody had trouble with his name. He called himself Earl Nanny Goat, and they just shortened it to GOAT. But then there are a lot of people, and this came up in that documentary, Doing It in the Park, about playground basketball, about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Because he was featured, and they say that back in the 70s, when he was, you know, gaining fame on the playgrounds, that he was called the GOAT then, and maybe they were playing off of his name, nickname, but that's the first guy that we can find that was... Enough people say he was called the GOAT because it was the acronym for greatest of all time.
Okay.
So Earl Manigault is as far back as I could find somebody being called the GOAT because they were considered the greatest of all time. And that was for his playground antics. By the way, you know what his signature playground move was? There's no video that exists of this. This is just urban legend. The double dunk.
The what? What is that?
So legend has it that the GOAT would go up and dunk it with his right hand.
Catch it
with his left hand yes. out of the bottom of the rim, and then re-dunk it with the left hand.
Genius.
Well, that's GOAT.
The double dunk. There have been two actual GOATs in baseball history. GOAT Cochran was a pitcher for one game for the Reds in 1915. His real name was Alva Jackson Cochran, but he is listed on Baseball Reference as GOAT Cochran. And GOAT Anderson, his real name, Edward John Anderson, he played for one season for the Pirates in 1907, hit .206 with one home run in 500 plate appearances. How did he get that many plate appearances if he wasn't a very good hitter? But we've had two actual GOATs listed in Baseball Reference that played in the major leagues.
There's the Babe Ruth GOAT in there. What's that one? Boston and Chicago, or you know what I'm talking about?
There's some kind of Chicago GOAT.
Yeah, Chicago GOAT.
It's the Chicago
Babe Ruth.
The Chicago. Well, there's a Babe Ruth curse, and there's the curse of the Billy Goat.
Yeah,
they're two different curses.
Yeah, the goat was in Chicago for the Cubbies.
All right.
Yeah,
that was the Chicago bar named Billy Goat Tavern, and the owner had a pet goat named Murphy.
It's a funny name for a pet goat.
Murphy.
Come here, Murphy.
Murphy was the bar's mascot, and the owner rescued the animal after it fell off a passing truck in the 1930s in front of his bar. And so he adopted him, became a fixture at the bar, and as legend has it, he took Murphy to a Cubs game once. They lost. Everybody blamed it on the goat for being there, and he cursed the franchise for the next 80 years.
Not bad players and bad managing for all those years. It was just that dang goat.
To do with a goat that fell off a truck.
Right. I could only find one entertainer outside of the world of sports known as the GOAT. Not greatest of all time, but just GOAT. Do you guys know Andy Rosen, the musician? Not familiar.
Best known for his song Great Life, which appeared on the soundtrack of the film I Know What You Did Last Summer, and then made some appearances in Kia commercials. Andy Rosen's nickname, his stage name is Goat. Okay. Goat Rosen.
I've not heard that. It's a good nickname.
It's my plea to all sports fans, stop overusing Goat. If you want to use it to talk about Brady or Gretzky or Jordan or Ruth or Bolt or Phelps or Serena, fine. But stop using it to talk about Seth Curry or IKF. Or Jake Ottinger. Stop throwing it around without thinking about it.
I'm sure they'll listen. It's just
way.
Everywhere.
It's more fun to right exaggerate.
Now. Nobody listens to anything I say.
What'd you say?
I don't know what he said.
He said.
I don't know. All right.
And then, in reaction to our discussion about GOATs, greatest of all times, we did it earlier in the ODAC, and then, Craig, you talked about GOATs at 7:40. Mark That, which is a funny name, Twitter handle. His name is Mark That. He says, can we at least agree that Michael Phelps is the goat in the water? And I think that is a good point.
Yes.
Fair enough. Funny. Goat in the water. Goat
no
in the
doubt.
Water.
Let's talk about hackers.
Yeah. Goat in the water.